Macmillan Australia Audio and Belinda Audio present this unabridged recording of The Good Life, written and read by Hugh McKay.
To many people in the West, this feels like a golden age, and why not? Extraordinary advances in medical science, the explosion of information and communication technology that stimulates, informs, and entertains us like never before, swift and cheap international travel, efficient, reliable, affordable cars, promising talk of a clean energy revolution, online shopping, a plentiful year-round fresh food supply that defies the four seasons, ever smarter manufacturing and distribution processes that whisk tulips from Amsterdam to florists in Melbourne, and European fashion labels from their Chinese factories to warehouses all over the world. To say nothing of the sophistication of modern marketing techniques that stroke our egos with seductive skill. If ever we were going to be able to live the good life, surely this would be the time. That impression of a golden age might not be so easy to sustain if you were to peep beyond the borders of affluent, peaceful Western societies into the teeming squalor of the world's refugee camps, the ravages of continuing wars, driven, as usual, by religious rivalries or territorial greed or both, the eternal tensions of the Middle East, the nuclear standoff between India and Pakistan, or the looming problem of global food security. In fact, even in the West's comfortable and relatively secure cities and suburbs, our dreamy blue skies are sometimes clouded by the frightening possibility of global warming wreaking ecological and geopolitical havoc on our planet. But in the busy round of daily life, most of us manage to put such thoughts out of our minds. We have a more appealing, more immediate agenda. The pursuit of perfection. Woohoo! Being 21st century Westerners, living with unprecedented material prosperity, mobility, convenience, and comfort, who would dare say we're not entitled to the best of everything? Far from fearing that a deep malaise may have us in its grip, we are inclined to feel lucky to be alive in such a place and at such a time in history. And yet, the more you examine our utopian fantasies and our energetic attempts to turn them into reality, the more you wonder if the very things we're so desperate to acquire as symbols of this imagined good life may be insulating us from deeper and more enduring satisfactions, fueling our dreams while limiting our vision, encouraging us to settle for the most trivial and fleeting meanings of good. Our teeth should remain perfectly bright, white, and of course straight, regardless of their age. If we are female, we ought to have perfectly formed or reformed breasts that resist the sagging once thought to be a natural consequence of breastfeeding and the passage of time. We should be able to track down the perfect latte, the perfect investment vehicle, perfectly safe but astonishingly lucrative, and the perfect movie, uplifting, funny, sexy, and memorable. Even a storm can now qualify as a perfect storm. It's no longer enough to have a couple of days off at the weekend to sleep in, catch up on chores, do a bit of reading or internet working, and perhaps take the kids to a park or catch a movie. No, have a great weekend has become the standard Friday evening send-off, and how was your weekend? The standard Monday morning greeting. You'd better have your awesome weekend story ready.